Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Hey, family, what's good? We back in the building for another show. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Ryan, right in the building.
Hotel, I'm Barbie Ghani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, fam. We back, hopefully, to share some constructive dialogue with the family. At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. You dig? So, yeah, we here. We in the building. Got a great show lined up. This is our monthly open discussion that we have the last Sunday of each month. So hit us up. Once again, Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. And before we get started and get to the call lines, Queen Rigel and my brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. You know, thanks for asking. It was, again, very productive, very appreciative of that. No big announcements. No big announcements for me this week. But, yeah, I guess I can leave it there.
Right. All right, I'm good. Glad to hear you. I'm back. All right, and my brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for the family?
Yes, yes. It was a great week for me as well. Only announcement I got is, hey, people, if you're out in the communities, especially in the inner cities, and you see my fellow FOI brothers, which stands for Fruit of Islam, you see us out there, pushing our final call newspapers, you know, please feel free to donate, you know, whatever you can to help our cause of saving lives and waking up and teaching the lost founds in America.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate that. Yeah, just as far as announcements real quick, we are heading into Libra season. The sun is in Libra, so shout out to all, you know, my fellow Libras coming off the Virgo season. Yeah, so shout out to everybody. We about to turn up. You feel me? And, yeah, so we doing open discussion, family. We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on this week. Just to give a real quick rundown, and then we'll just take it from there. But this is hot
off
the
press.
Hold on,
hold on a second, Brother Kevin. Hold on real quick.
Go ahead.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed.
You're right. It is Libra season that we are in, and I want to send a special birthday shout-out to Brother Kevin, everybody. Brother Kevin's birthday is coming up, and so I just want to throw that out there, too. So, peace out.
All right. Yes, indeed. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah, so with that being said, I appreciate that. Thank you, Queen Rigel. Yeah, so this is hot off the press. Like I say, it has been a lot going on this week. We had, you know, the Breonna Taylor verdict. We had Trump nominated Supreme Court Justice because I guess to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she passed away. So that's been happening. Also, there was a Trump tax return that the New York Times reported was released, and they say this man paid $750 in federal taxes in 2016 and 2017 and paid no federal taxes in 10 out of the 15 years he filed, basically because he reported losing more than he made. So now Trump, of course, he's coming out and saying it's fake news. You know, he's slamming a report, but that's hot on the press. And then we got the first presidential debate coming up this Tuesday, which should be entertaining. Yes, it'll be entertaining. So it'll be this Tuesday. The election is less than 40 days away. I think it's like 30 some days we got to the election. It's getting heated. You know, Kamala Harris been doing a few interviews. It seems like, you know, Trump has been going. Oh, also Trump revealed his $500 billion platinum plan for Black America.
Platinum,
right?
That's they
platinum,
cash, that's their cash
we
money
like
deal.
Things.
Cash money records. CMB.
The platinum, not the gold plan, right? He came with the platinum plan. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that. You know, it seems like as far as when the debate comes, they've been kind of keeping, you know, Joe under wraps for a minute. You know, he hasn't been doing a whole bunch of speaking and talking because the man is, I don't know if he's mentally capable of going toe-to-toe in this debate. So, yeah, we want to look out for that this Tuesday. And, man, it should be good. So, yeah, we got a lot going on, family. There's been a lot going on this week. Thank you all for joining us once again. And, yeah, we're going to go ahead and get started. This week we're going to do something a little different. We're going to let our brother Mufasa Ra go first. You feel me? And anything you want to touch on and get the conversation started, my brother, you got the flow.
All right now. I say. Well, as y'all know, you know, I can't be put in a box, all right? I can't be put in a box. Yes, I'm FOI. Yes, I'm RBG. But dang, Nabity, I have to call things as I see them. And I'm calling it again, as I've been saying, that the Don is my guy. Donald Trump is my cat. The man has done more for Black people than any president in the past 50 years. If you bet me on that, we can set it up. In the past 50 years, he's done more for Black people than any other president. The man that threw out the platinum plan, okay? I mean, you know right then and there that this don't be good for Black folks. It's platinum. Like my brother Kev said, it's platinum. That's bigger than gold, baby. The platinum plan. Look, one of the things in this platinum plan is, you know, he proposed recognizing Juneteenth, the widely observed holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. He wants to make that a federal holiday. I'll take it. Before Trump came along, we was out here trying to bring awareness to Juneteenth. I'm telling you, there's so many Black folks that I talk to that even know what Juneteenth was. What's that? I'm trying to convince people to celebrate Juneteenth over all these other holidays, so-called holidays. And my people didn't even know what Juneteenth was. Fast forward to last year, the Don went out there and shook up the world when he was going to do a rally on Juneteenth, brought all awareness to Juneteenth, had the whole world talking about Juneteenth. And now, as you see in the platinum plan, he want to go ahead and make it a federal holiday. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's a bad dude right there. That's a bad dude. You know, and next 2 weeks from now, next week, we can go deeper into the platinum plan. But that's one of the things that stuck out to me. Now, as far as the Breonna Taylor thing go, I'm torn. I have some issues with it. I mean, man, I know I'm going to get in some mess. But, hey, like I say, I'm too hot for TV. Now,
let's get it.
When these police, when they went through this knock, and what we heard, there was a no-knock warrant. It depends on who you gonna believe.
Right.
Some say they did knock on the door. Now, if they did knock on the door and announce themselves, you know, a neighbor claims that, yeah, they heard them say it's the police. You know, if you believe that, then that make you wonder, okay, did Breonna's boyfriend know that it was the police coming? He may or not. You know, I don't know. But let me get to what I'm
saying. You don't know when the police coming to get you to your house?
Oh, wow. We just did. Does Riley just get a little emotional? Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, I just want to throw that out there real fast and step back. I'm going to pass it to you.
I don't think they know I'm when the police come.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to pass it to you because I see we struck a nerve. So, you know, if they came in and, you know, he shoots one of the cops in the leg, which is just what happened. They return fire. It's so unfortunate that Breonna lost her life. It's so unfortunate. Now, let's go to the decision that poor Breonna made before that of dating this dope dealer who obviously had her hood hot, had her apartment hot, hot enough to the point that, you know, they even had to want to come looking for this dude, which wasn't the boyfriend who was there. It was her ex-boyfriend that they was looking for. So, you know, I tell my daughters, and I hope y'all would tell y'all daughters too, be aware of the type of young man that you're dating. Because, as you see, unfortunately, it played a part in her losing her life. Dating a bird slinging ball. Man. Instead of going out there getting her a nice church boy, a nice FOI man, she was dating this smooth criminal and lost her life because of his foolishness. Because of his foolishness, po baby. So please teach your daughter to, you know, be careful in the right man and the man they pick because his decisions cost her her life, unfortunately. So, you know, and to wrap it up. When he returned fire, I mean, if I was a police officer and I'm thinking I'm coming to serve this one and I get shot at, I would have bust back too. So I really don't think you can arrest these men. I know everybody wanted to see them arrested, but, I mean, you can't. How can you charge them with murder when they didn't intentionally set out to murder this woman? But like I say, witnesses said they did knock on the door. They did say who they were. And they didn't return. They didn't shoot first. He shot first, and they returned fire. So, I mean, you can't expect them to lock them guys up on no murder. Sorry, y'all. It's just sometimes we just gotta take an L in this one, family. We just gotta take an L in this one. So, I know it's probably a few people out there that's pissed off at me because of my remarks, but I have to be real. And with that,
yeah.
I pass the mic to Queen Rigel.
Queen Rice.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to be clear. So you said that, now correct me if I'm wrong, but are you saying that because the police officers had a warrant and they went to the house, although they didn't intentionally murder her, they did, but because they were going to serve a warrant, is that why you say that they shouldn't be charged with murder?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's deep, my brother. But because they still committed a crime, even though they didn't intend to, they still did it. I mean, so are you saying because they're police officers that they should be exempt from the results? I mean, just because. So what is,
I'm
so
saying
is it
they
fair
came
to say
there,
if I,
I'm
if
saying,
I by accident kill somebody, I shouldn't be charged? Like, I'm trying to see, like, what are you saying? Is it because they're police officers
saying,
or what is it in here?
I'm saying they came there to do a job. In the midst of doing their job, someone shot at them and they returned fire.
Mm-hmm.
and that person unfortunately lost their life.
So what if it was a 2-year-old child? Do you still feel the same way? If they had accidentally killed a 2-year-old?
Well, if we going off of my feet, if we going off of my just my feeling, then no, I wouldn't feel the same way. Of course, my feeling is gonna be like, man, that's messed up, and that's why I know. That's why I understand, you know, our people being hurt and mad about it, and upset. I get it, but when we talk about the legalities of the situation, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
When it comes to that,
so
you
I'm saying
cannot
even
charge
I'm saying
them.
Even the legality. I'm saying so even the legality.
Them.
So just so right, what I'm saying, even with the legality, using what you just laid out. Instead of it being, say, Brianna was a 2-year-old child, I'm saying, well, you still feel like,
still
sorry, we got to take a hell on this one?
Yeah, you still can't charge them with murder. You can't. You can't charge them with murder. Now, like I said, we just talking about how I feel. Of course, I will feel that pain just like I feel the pain for Brianna. That could have been my daughter. Unfortunately, that guy was dating the wrong guy and got
daughter,
he ended up in
some
mess.
If it was your daughter, you'd be like, we just got to take an L, people. Even if it was.
What else we going to do? I mean, I can't. What else can I do? Yeah,
well,
you got to take the L. The legality of the matter is, legally, they cannot charge them officers with murder. So, yes, you got to take the L.
Even though they murdered, I mean, you don't see them being able to get some other type of choice because they did murder. Now, the circumstances around it, she may not have been the target, but it was still murder, and she still was murdered, and it was them that still murdered her. So
right.
Did you see any other charges come up? What did you see happen?
Let me say this before, and then I'll just back off. I just want to throw this out there. Because I kind of started back with you. Also, too, with the Trump comment, the platinum plan. So I'm really disappointed in you, Mufasa, that you would just throw up this Juneteenth thing after you and I spoke about this last night. And I was asking you about different things. And I think it's shameful that you would just throw out something that we already discussed. Can you tell me something new, something that I don't know? I mean, because you and I had an extensive conversation last night, so you know what I'm trying to, gain information. You are a big Trump supporter, so I was really looking for you to say something more than what you already know that I know. We talked about that, and you said for me to wait. I found that out because you refused to tell me, and I just don't have to look it up while we were on the phone, and I brought it up. To discuss it.
Yes.
So I was expecting you to say something different. So I really hate that you would just go back and repeat what we talked about last night. So if you don't mind, give me something else in addition to, and I'm asking because I want to know. And you knew that from last
great.
Night.
That is great. That's why I appreciate your hunger and your thirst. See, sometimes Brother Mufasa just do things intentionally. And see, me and you had the conversation. You knew, but our listeners did not know. So I threw that out there for our listeners and to entice you and get that hunger up even more. And so now that I know that you're hungry, you know what I'm going to tell you to do? I'm going to challenge you even more so. Because like you found that out,
please.
I'm going to challenge you more to dig in to that platform. There we go. I got it. Hold on, I'm going somewhere with this.
Right.
I'm challenging deeper into that platinum plan. And you know why
you're
challenging you to do it? Because I have sent information upon information upon information supporting my reasons for backing Trump. I have.
Why not
just
say
now?
So you can't even
I think it is
one
harder.
Other thing.
I think it will hit harder. I think it will intake and soak into your bloodstream.
It
will soak into your bloodstream even more.
This is not a mature conversation.
Roger.
This is not a mature conversation.
Roger. You have to have some restraint. Discipline, young soldier. This will now make you, when you study, it's going to soak even deeper into your bloodstream and get that into your heart and brain. If you're going
to
be like, yes,
you to try to school me on nothing
man.
Like that. If you're not going to give me the information, it's still my floor because you had your time.
I can't
I
give
pulled
it to
you.
You
in, but if you, okay, you don't
it
know
you
it, or either it's not
why
that big of a deal. Either you don't know it,
Roger,
or it's not that big of a deal. It's one of the two.
Roger,
because
you don't
fall off
you
the show. It's my floor, though. You
oh,
had
babe
your time. So just relax.
Oh, babe.
Now,
go ahead.
It
go
doesn't
ahead
make sense.
But you did ask
because,
me a question.
Right, and you answered. You answered with nothing. So I'm going to respond with your nothing by saying that I'm going to conclude that the rest of what's in the platinum plan is whatever the rest of the platinum plan from Trump
whatever
must not be nothing beyond it. So I think that the biggest thing that he have is Juneteenth. So the rest of it is probably not that big of a deal.
That's unfortunate.
That's what I'm going to
what?
Yeah, it is. I mean, well,
that's
maybe
unfortunate.
Since,
that's
okay,
unfortunate
any of
that
the listeners
that you would conclude to that without
that,
studying.
Okay,
that's unfortunate.
Mufasa, relax. It's my floor. It's my floor, remember? Remember? So for any
well,
other
you jumped
listeners
on
and callers, that's,
you
if any other listeners, if any other listeners or callers are out here, if you can provide the information to somebody, because right now we're, you know, we're having a discussion. So that's the whole point of the discussion, to bring forth information. So since Mufasa don't want to do that, that's fine. That's his prerogative.
That's
if someone else can please provide information to myself and any other listeners, that would be greatly appreciated since he's unwilling to provide information during a conversation about information.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. That's, man, round one, family. If you're just joining us, family, we are having an open discussion. We are talking about everything from Trump's platinum $500 billion platinum plan for Black America, and also the Breonna Taylor case. And we'll get to the call lines in a second. But I do want to correct my brother Mufasa on the Breonna Taylor case. Like, because there's a lot of things going on there that I think my brother might have missed. Number one, now, it's certain jobs, right? It's certain jobs that people have where the margin of error is very small. You have to be on point when you do these jobs. You know, like a surgeon, right? You got to be on point when you're dealing with people's lives, heart surgery, things like that. If you're a NASCAR driver, you driving 250 miles per hour, you have to be on point. Your margin for error is very small. Now, with this, we are talking about a no-knock warrant. And for me, I think the judge should be held accountable as well. Now, that's just me. They know that's just Brother Kev talking. But, again, if you're serving a no-knock warrant, shouldn't you be 100% sure that the person that you're looking for is in that residence? There shouldn't be no guess. You shouldn't
Thanks.
Get the warrant 1 week and then you just pop up on a random day thinking they're there. No. You should be 100% sure that the suspect is there
Thanks.
Before you even go to the residence. That's number one. Number two, there was only one person that said that they announced themselves and knocked on a door. There was only one witness that said that, and if you go look recently, he's recanting his story. All the other witnesses said that the police did not announce themselves. And you can go look this up online. There's plenty of articles. The gentleman, like I said, there was a gentleman that did initially come out and say that that they announced themselves. But now he's bringing his story back as if He may have been coerced to say that. So all out of all the witnesses, I think there was like 13 or 14 witnesses, one person said that they announced themselves. Everybody else said that they did make announcement. So that's number two. Number three, after the fact, they let Breonna Taylor lie there without giving her medical care. They tried to cover up the police report. There was all type of discrepancies and cover-ups in a police report. So that alone would warrant some type of charge. These officers were negligent. They tried to cover up a mistake that they know they made. And the attorney general also was involved in this, and he, you know, essentially had their backs by giving them a lesser charge of wanton endangerment, basically for shooting a wall in the people's house across the street. Like, come on, fam. These people should have been held accountable. And then after that, they are trying to go on a smear campaign. Well, they've been trying to go on a smear campaign to basically criminalize this woman, you know, criminalize Breonna Taylor. Her boyfriend, okay, he might have been selling drugs, but let's be for real. This man wasn't pushing no weight. If at best, he was a petty criminal moving maybe some drugs or something. You know what I'm saying? But come on now, you can just tell.
Now, wait a minute. Are you assuming that or you got facts on it? Is that factual or are you just saying maybe? You speculating?
It is what it is.
You know what? I'm going to give you that. I'm speculating based on the environment, the neighborhood they're in, his record, his criminal record. There's no big drug weight. None. There's no big like he's this big criminal, you know, doing all these type of things. This man was maybe moving a little drugs based on his record, and maybe had like a weapons charge or something. But come on. So with all that being said, these cops especially should have been held accountable and had a more severe charge, and then you can work out the things in court. But again, them covering up the shooting, lying about what happened on a police report, all these things should come into consideration. But, of course, media and people leave these things out to fit their narrative. But again, my thing is we already knew what the outcome was going to be, and I would say look for the same thing in the George Floyd case, the Ahmaud Arbery case. These guys may get off. So just be prepared, family. We cannot get justice in this system. So at some point, black people are going to have to administer their own justice. And that you can take that however you want, but that's what it's going to come down to.
But Roger, let me say this because this might, I don't know if you're going to touch on this or not, but this, you may want to wrap up when I throw this out there. The search warrant, it included Taylor's residence. It wasn't just for looking for her ex-boyfriend. The search warrant was to search her residence. So
for what?
I mean, they knew where they were. They knew where they were, coming at. The search warrant included searching her home.
For what, though? And
so
what, did
though?
They find anything? See, that's the thing. They
because it was
anything?
Suspected. Because it was suspected that Glover, that's all, you know, the ex, had received packages containing drugs at the apartment. And because the car registered to Taylor had been parked in front of Glover's house, you know, several times. So it was suspected that dope had been delivered to her apartment for Glover. That's why the search warrant included not just Glover, but the search warrant included her apartment as well. So they were at the right place.
Sure.
They just didn't catch him there also.
So again,
but it was for the right resident.
No, I would have to look into that because I don't know if I believe that. Now, they may have said that, but of course they're going to say that to cover their tracks. But again, if you're doing a no-knock warrant
it
with guns blazing, shouldn't you be at least 99% sure that there are drugs on the premises, that the person you're looking for is there? What is all this speculation? And then you go in the house you kill somebody, but you don't find anything. That looks even crazier. You know what I'm saying? I can run up in your house and say I suspect something, and then get a warrant to shoot you, but that don't make it right. We're dealing with, I know it's law enforcement, but we're dealing with some corrupt folks in these police departments. So how do we expect to, you know, abide by laws that are governed by criminals or people who are trying to enforce the law? These people are bigger criminals than the people on the streets based on them trying to cover up this murder. If they were so much in the right, they would have just wrote down exactly what happened. But the fact that they tried to cover up and discrepancies, then you're guilty of something. And you let the woman lay there. You see what I'm saying? Without administering you know, care or, you know, EMT work or whatever. Like, come on, fam. This is ridiculous.
Yes, so this charge that they charged the one officer with, what is this charge about? Do anybody know?
Yeah, that charge is for them shooting in the neighbor's house next door. It's basically, if you was outside, let's say you was outside in your backyard just shooting a gun, or happened to go off and you hit somebody else's wall or it went into somebody else's house. That's basically what wanton endangerment is. It's a class D felony.
Why would he get that charge if he's an officer and he's just serving his one and he's doing his job? Like,
Exactly. They just gave him that just to, I guess, appease the public.
I'm throwing that out at Mufasa, since he felt like, since Breonna got killed in the line of duty, then he shouldn't be charged. So why would he be charged with anything if he's doing something in the line of duty? Like, how do you feel about that, Mufasa?
Well, I think you can't charge him with intentional murder. You can't do that. But yeah, you can charge with the one officer with that charge. I mean, I guess he was wasn't aiming that dude. His aim was way off. But I'm just saying, you can't charge him with no intentional murder.
You can charge him with murder, but it doesn't have to be. You don't have to charge him with intentional. But he still can be charged because he's responsible for murder.
Right, he's still responsible. Negligent homicide, something like, I'm not real versed on, you know, the legal terms, but negligent homicide, manslaughter, something harder than a wanton endangerment charge could have been given to these guys. Or to the one guy who had the fatal shot.
It's almost like I told y'all this a lot.
I've said this a lot. You have to be careful with what you charge people with, especially police officers. So if they may have wanted to charge them with this and the third, but see, you got to be able to prove that too. If you can't prove that, you wasting your time charging.
But do we know if they actually tried to charge them with attempted murder? Is that what they actually tried to charge them with?
No, I don't know what the charges were. Yeah, I don't think they were looking to charge anything. Whoever that prosecutor was, I don't think they were ever looking to charge him with anything.
Right.
They probably wasn't going to charge him at all, but they were just like, okay, we'll just do this and just give him probation and whatnot.
Prosecutor just started running down the stuff and was like, can't charge him with nothing but not hitting her. We can charge her for not shooting her and accidentally shooting in the wall.
And like I said, they always say that you can indict a ham sandwich. That is a saying, that you can indict a ham sandwich. That means that the prosecutor pretty much can give a grand jury anything to indict somebody. That's what that means. That's a saying that they have, that you can indict it. So we know what it is. Like, let's not stop playing. We can make all these excuses all day. But the problem is that police officers have immunity to kill people. I don't think that's right. You know what I'm saying? Forget you a badge. You went through, what, 3-6 months of training, and you got a badge and a gun. Now you have immunity to kill people, especially black people. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get off. But if you look at the case with the brother in Minnesota when he shot the white woman versus a case where Breonna Taylor was shot, it's totally different. That man was arrested and charged, and now he's in jail for accidentally shooting that white woman. You see what I'm saying? And he was supposed to be there. He got a call to come to her house. So
yeah,
he was supposed to be there too. He was in the line of duty doing his job. So we know what it is. We could play these games and talk about, you know, this and that and make excuses. But at the end of the day, this was a case of I'm white and I say so, and I can give you whatever type of charge I want, and we can let these folks off. So I know what it is. Like I said, I'm not going to get emotional about it. I just know what it is. So, you know, it is what it is.
Do you want to
We have 6:35. Do you want to touch into Do you want to touch on the Platinum Plan real quick before we go to Carlos?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, real quick. No, I ain't going to leave it alone. I got to touch on it because I just so the family know, I listened to the entire speech when he spoke in Atlanta to unveil this plan. And he was talking, it was a lot of African-American this, African-American that. You know, he was going in on the Democrats, and a lot of stuff he was saying about the Democrats, I agree with, was true. With that being said, this Platinum Plan is just trickle-down policies for everybody. There's nothing specific for black people from the bullet points that I read. When you talk about jobs, it talks about growing minority-owned businesses. Minority-owned businesses basically mean white women, gay white men, white people who are 0.5% Native American, Asian, Latino. Black people are the last. When they run these games talking about minority this, minority that, black people are the last one to receive those benefits based on how white supremacy is set up. So all that minority talk, we got to get rid of that. And this is where black people have to step up and say, no, you have to do something specifically for black people, especially when you keep telling black people how bad we got it, how bad racism is, how bad this is, how we the leading cause in racial this, we this and that. But you're not going to do anything specifically for black people. So I looked at this plan. It talks about minority businesses. It talks about small businesses, right? It talks about businesses within these opportunity zones, what they call urban areas and whatnot. But it's really an incentive for outside people to come into the community and set up businesses. It doesn't necessarily say that these funds are going to be for black-owned businesses to start up in their own community. It's giving incentives, from what I see, to people that come outside the community to come in the community to set up a business. And then when you talk about, because I got the bullet points pulled up, you talk about the safe street justice, and drug rehabilitation versus drug incarceration. Yeah, that's cool. But for the most part, that's going to affect these white opioid and heroin addicts, right? Because the damage has already been done to black people with the crack epidemic. You see what I'm saying? So what's going to happen is, you know, these white people that's on these opioids, yeah, they're going to get rehabilitation as opposed to being locked up like they was doing black people in the 80s and 90s. You talk about police reform, which is a joke. What else he got on here? He basically trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, okay. Education. I know we have a caller that talks about the school choice and all that, but a lot of these policies are going to benefit kids in what you call upper or middle class to high middle class folks, right? So, you know, the plan sounded good and Trump was doing a lot of talking, but when you break it down and kind of look at the bullet points, I don't really see anything. I think it's just more of the trick language that the Democrats use too, where they talk about minorities and urban and poor and all these things, but they don't specifically do anything for black people. It's trickled down. If we do something for poor people, that's going to help black people because a lot of black people are poor. No, fam. No, we need something specifically for us, again, because you tell us how bad we got it. So come on with the come on and put in the language, this is strictly for black-owned businesses. This is strictly for black people. Nobody else can get this. Only black Americans. And that's the type of legislation that I'm looking for because we got tricked with the minority thing during the civil rights era when they was talking about minority this, minority that, and black people was the last on the list to receive any of those benefits. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it right there.
And let me say something.
Go ahead. Because
it's almost like, you know, how everybody, like you're saying, oh, black people this, they recognize the issue. It's almost, that's equivalent to a crowd of people. Just, you know, nowadays everybody got their cell phones. Everybody just got their cell phones on them. Monitoring. But then you hear somebody like, y'all sitting up here just watching them and recording, but ain't nobody doing nothing. So that's the same thing.
Right.
Everybody's seeing, they talking about, they making these announcements about how bad it is, but nobody's actually
right.
really trying to do anything.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, basically that's where I'm at.
Hey.
And one other thing with Trump plan, because people was like, well, he's going to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist groups. And my thing is with that is, like, and make lynchings a national hate crime. My thing is, come on, fam, the KKK, this is basically a defunct group, because we know the KKK has infiltrated politics, police departments, hospitals, schools, you name it. We know the KKK took off them hoods and infiltrated a lot of these places. And even a hardcore racist know that it is off code to endorse anything the KKK because you don't want to be associated with that. So him doing that is really nothing to me, really. It's like, okay. And my thing was with the lynching thing, in the past 10 years, how many people have been caught for lynching somebody? Every time I look up these lynchings or these brothers and kids that are found hung, they're always ruled a suicide. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's ever charged, rarely, in these cases from what the cases that I've seen in the past 10 years. It's always ruled a suicide. So with that being said, the new lynchings are police shootings. But is Trump going to address how white supremacists have infiltrated law enforcement? Is he going to address the alt-right groups and white supremacist group that he has on a regular going to the White House, like Turning Point USA and these other groups? He tweets support for these alt-right groups that are fighting in Portland and all these other things, the Proud Boys. So Trump clearly has an alliance, and I know my brother Mufasa want to think that he's cool with black people, but Trump is just like the Democrats. They use black people for what they need to use them for. They get particular coons to parrot their ideologies and to roll with them and to verify, to say, hey, look, I got a black friend. I got Herschel Walker on my side. I'm not a racist. He's a great guy. Herschel Walker's a great guy. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. So we have to be smart enough to know where these people stand and not wait on a confession. Of course, he's not going to say, I'm a racist, I hate black people. No, that would be political suicide. Nobody would do that. We have to be smart enough to call these people out and understand where their allegiance lies, no matter what type of black people they bring up. It's all about the language they use and what they actually do. Right, is what they actually do. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
I digress.
Hey, One quick question I got for y'all. Do y'all know what last week was when it come to HBCUs?
I don't. What was it?
All right. It was last week was HBCU basically awareness week. So shout out to all the HBCUs. Keep doing what you're doing. We need you. And I also said that to say that Donald Trump put a lot of money in helping fund and keep the programs going for the HBCUs, you know what I'm saying, historically black college universities. Trump did that. So shout out to Trump. Shout out to the HBCUs. Keep educating black men and black women. Get this thing popping.
And white people. And white people. Because white people can go too. But, yeah, I digress. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to be too cynical. I guess that's cool. But we need a lot more done. The HBCU thing is, like I said, it's just cool. You know, but we need some more done based on what they tell us. You know, the information they put out about how black people are discriminated against. So we need more done. You know what
I'm
saying?
I was asking about what else is in this platinum plan, because I was hearing people comment before I knew what it was and what it entailed. I was hearing people saying, this is not reparation. Like they were saying, like, it was basically some bull, you know, like it's bogus. He's presenting this plan, unveiling this plan that really not offering, you know, the black community much. And so that's why I was curious to hear, you know, like, what is it? So from my brief research, I only came across, you know, the Juneteenth situation. But, you know, that was I didn't see too much bigger than that.
Hey, even that's better than what any other president has done to black folks. I'll leave it at that.
Yes, indeed, family. If you're just joining us, we are having an open discussion here on Collective Minds Radio that we do at the end of the month. So yeah, y'all want to hit the call line, see what the family talking about?
Okay. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Hey, look. Walker said himself he heard the knock. Breonna, too.
Well,
Walker said he heard the knock.
I haven't seen that.
Walker heard, I just gave it to him. I just put it in Fossil Collective Minds message. And it's not from it's from the New York Post. Walker said he heard the knock, but got no answer. When he asked who it was, now, this is what he was fearing. He was fearing that it was Jamarcus because he had Jamarcus money.
Who? Who is Jamarcus?
Glover's money. You got to read the report, the 39-page report of the surveillance they had been doing on her address, where the post office had delivered drugs to that address. And what about when she rented the car and let Glover driving and a dead body showed up in it. Y'all hear about that?
Well, I have
no,
a question for you.
Research, bro.
No, I didn't hear about that. I
have a question for you, because all that sounds great to justify murdering her.
Exactly.
However,
how do you know that he didn't use her for a shield? How is that volley of bullets gonna go down that small hall and he not get hit? He had to use her for a shield, and we can't say we ain't never heard of that, because we got black males that have used their own kids for shields.
Okay, well, here's what I want to say. Okay, well, let me ask you this, because, like I said, all these things are great points that you're bringing up. But let's talk about the obvious that nobody's really saying, because we're going to talk about all you saying they done did all these things. The police officers and the detectives
They know about all this stuff, but they don't know when the right person is not in the house.
They wasn't looking for him. They wasn't looking for they had a no-knock warrant, and they decided that to use a soft warrant. In other words, they didn't say that it was going to be dangerous. They were just looking for substances. Walker was not on the occupancy permit. They didn't know he was in there.
Right. The warrant was for the resident. That's what I was telling you.
It was just for the resident. That's all. And here's another thing. He said he heard the announcement. All right. Some more witness heard the announcement. Then you had those that said they didn't hear the announcement. You know why come
exactly.
they didn't hear the
it
announcement?
Was more, it was only one.
Wait a minute. Hang on. You know why they didn't hear the announcement? Because they were asleep, and they woke up from the banging on the door and also the gunshot. So they wouldn't heard the announcement.
So why go it?
Because, you're saying that Brianna and her boyfriend was in the house asleep. Is that what you're saying, Carla?
People said that she was shot while she was asleep. Where is that lie now? People don't ran away from that one.
Sure have.
Who said that?
When the story first hit, they said that she was asleep.
That's right. All these people out here throwing these lies around. Here's the thing with this. And look, they had cameras on the telephone pole on that lot. They show cars coming and picking up stuff. They show cars, one of them coming out of the house, Jamarcus, getting in his car, and they was trailing the car. And the car was circling the block 3 or 4 times, cutting in and out of traffic so that they could lose whoever was following them. They were going to the trap house. And I'm just not finding out what trap house means. It's the main drug house. It's where where countless number of foot traffic comes and picks up drugs. Now, looking at this, they had these drop-off points. They had these drop-off points, and it makes sense, away from the main place, because if you had a police raid at the main place, you done lost all your customers. They ain't coming back. Let me tell you why they have no knock warrant. Because when the police knock and say, "Police," if they got any drugs in the daggone house, they're going to flush them down the toilet. Same way that happened on that apartment there on Natural Bridge next to the Rallies on the same side that McDonald's is, Natural Bridge and Kings Highway. They had a drug raid in that big-ass apartment. They done tore it down now across the street from the Velvet Freeze. And they say toilets were flushing left and right.
That's right. That's right. That's why they do the no-knock warrant to chip up on you. They wanted to catch them with the dope in the house. And that's why I was trying to make the point. The warrant was for the resident.
Okay. So you guys are also saying that her boyfriend shot at the police officer.
He did shoot at the police. His bullet was they took the bullet out of the cop's leg. It was a 9mm. The police officer was using 40 cal. And here's the point. If you shoot at a police officer under any circumstance, they're going to shoot back and continue to shoot until the threat is over. We're taking up for these criminals. You know what it is with this girl? This is what it is with this girl. She should have picked some better friends because she was sleeping with both of them. She was sleeping with both of them.
Oh, bro.
Read the telephone call. Wait a minute. Read the prison's telephone call to Glover.
Character assassination. That has nothing to do with her being
No,
smart.
I don't know. Read the telephone calls. Read the telephone calls. They the ones said it. I ain't said it. I'm basing on what I read when they was wiretapping the telephone calls while he was in prison. Another point. He gave her, I think it was $16,000. They used $1,000 to bail somebody out. $8,000 went to somebody, and I think she put $8,000. She kept $8,000, and $7,000 went to Walker. She wrote a check for the $1,000 to bail somebody out, and if she got that $8,000 in her account, well, where in the hell did that come from?
It's unfortunate that she picked the wrong boyfriend to have. That's why I said.
And you know what else they done to Mustafa? They put a GPS device on one of the cars. I think it was a Charger. It was a court order. They got a court order to put the GPS device. As a matter of fact, it expired and they wouldn't renewed it. The police did. Mm-hmm. They traced their car all the way down to Biloxi, Mississippi. And I think that Mississippi's got a warrant out for Glover.
Yeah.
So they know everything up until the point they don't know this man have a gun.
Right.
He wasn't supposed to have been at the house. But they didn't know he was at the house.
But why didn't they know?
They wasn't looking for him. That's Kenneth.
If they are going to serve a warrant at somebody's home, you would think that
exactly.
If this person, they served a warrant on the address, not for the people. Think about that.
That's how it works, y'all. But it also works like this.
You know who's living there. You know the people that's living there. And you should have enough information.
No, they did not know the people that were. How you going to know who's living there and traffic going in and out all the damn time? Come on now, be serious.
You should be surveilling the home. That's proper surveillance. The man that shot the police officer
is not being charged. But the thing is, a police officer is going to shoot back. Anybody else is going to shoot back too.
Right.
The cop that got shot back.
But we're talking about before they even got to the point where they're shooting. You should know who's in that house.
They knocked on the door and said police. Read the report. That's what they said. Read the story I just gave you.
If the majority of the people say that they did not knock, you're going to just
because
leave
they were asleep.
If you're going to serve someone. You're supposed to have evidence. You're supposed to have information. You don't just bust up
the court,
in somebody's home.
The court gave them a warrant to investigate, to search. Read it.
Hey, hold on real quick, y'all. Let me say this. Because I think y'all not hearing. I mean, the caller made a couple of good points. Just like you said, that man, the boyfriend that was there, he was not on her occupancy permit.
So what? He doesn't live there. If they're doing their proper due diligence as police officers and as investigators, they would know who's in her house. They already know when they're going to.
Why has he got Glover's money? Why do he have Glover's money?
Why is they busting the house and not knowing who's in there and shooting up the place?
Well, the police done the right thing. Here's the thing. People always take it up for these damn criminals. Look what kind of disgrace that's throwing on somebody like Rosa Parks. You made heroes out of George Floyd. You made heroes out of Blake up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's a shame, man.
Right.
These people are criminals.
Why are you taking up for a corrupt cop, sir?
Exactly. So I guess Wesley Bell took up for a corrupt cop.
Wait a minute. I guess Wesley Bell, the St. Louis County prosecutor, took up for a corrupt cop.
I'm asking you, why are you taking up for a corrupt cop?
I'm not taking up. I'm going by the evidence.
And the report that came out. I'm going to give you a receipt, family. Let me give the family a receipt real quick. The brother name is Aaron Sarpy. He is
the only person who said that the police knocked in his case. This man has changed his story. And said,
well, Walker
that
said he heard.
And
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Story.
Wait a minute. The wait a minute.
Walker,
the man.
About one of the witnesses.
Her boyfriend says she heard the knock.
Yeah,
we're not
Walker
talking
said,
about
wait a minute. Here's over, the story. Walker said he heard the knock but got no answer when he asked who it was.
So, what do you know, family? We're talking about over a dozen witnesses confirmed that the police did not announce themselves when
because
they killed
they were
Breonna
asleep.
Taylor. One
Kevin,
witness,
they were asleep.
They were sleeping.
You think people gonna be up? What
listen,
time did that happen, Mustafa?
Exactly.
What time?
Right. 2:30 in the morning.
So them people gonna everybody gonna be up listening for knocks.
At 2:30 in the morning, you automatically.
People
gonna people
everybody
say,
gonna be up listening for knocks at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, we going by what this
exactly.
brother
so that means they didn't expect
y'all
anybody
crazy as hell, boy.
Anyway,
I tell you the truth.
They didn't expect anybody to hear him because it was 2:30.
Y'all are something else, man. You're taking
no,
up
well,
the man that the man that shot the police
system.
Officer. He said himself he heard the knock.
But he had a
yep.
right to shoot the police. Because
and we ain't talking about the right to
themselves.
Shoot the police. We're saying
right
that he said he heard the knock. And he asked
and
who it was. She asked who it was.
And you just said they did not respond. So therefore, they're either you lying or they lying. Because they said they announced themselves as
well,
the police,
one of them is
according
dead.
To the attorney general. Exactly.
He said
so
that both
lying?
Of them asked
either
who is it? Who is
lying?
It?
Nobody responded, so he shot, which is his
he
right.
Didn't shoot. He didn't shoot until the door was busted in. He thought it was. He thought really it was Glover coming
how
to get his
do you
damn
know
money.
Who that man thought, how do you know who that man thought it was? See, what you're doing, you're getting a lot of your information from these
well, you know,
right
no,
people.
All you got to do
and
is listen to the telephone call.
To assassinate her character. What do you mean?
Well, her
he
character's already her
you
character
know.
Is already assassinated, messing with them damn drug dealers. That woman should have.
Thank
my
you.
My grandmother
thank
told
you.
Me to be careful with the company I keep, and I still
thank
do
you.
That today.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all
as
I'm
you
saying.
As you should, but that
why we
at
not
the
mad?
End of the
why
day.
We not mad at the ex boyfriend? Why we not mad
so
at
why
him?
We not mad
nobody's
at the
mad
police
at him?
For switching up that report, but nobody's y'all not mad
maybe
at the police. See?
Maybe.
So you're not mad at
how
did,
wait a minute. Hang on for a second. Hang on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How do they switch up their report?
Because
Mustafa, read that summary, Mustafa. How do they switch that up? Those recordings of telephone conversations.
No. I'm gonna let them read.
You got video from video from poll cameras. How are you gonna switch up the report? You got U.S. Postal service. You got the U.S. Post office delivering packages there. You know how they know what's in the package and they put a number on it and the postman deliver it. Then they come say you received drugs. They know they sent the drugs there.
They lied on the report, and according to you, they lied.
Have you read the report?
Boyfriend.
Have you read the 39 page report?
I have not read.
Well, then,
the report,
what are you talking? What's the basis of your excuse? You just trying
I'm
to excuse these damn criminals, man. Y'all need to cut that stuff out.
No,
I hope
I'm
your kids ain't listening.
No, I'm basically.
Brother, where
off.
You at on the where you at on the platinum plan? We need to get the callers. Well, I want to hear his take on the platinum plan.
Trump
have
is not going to. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't want no daggone celebration for no Juneteenth. All blacks weren't slaves. Here's another point. Trump is not going to put no president is going to put something out specifically for no one group. The things he's done is supposed to benefit all Americans. But you know what? Black medium income for 17 and 18 increased 257% more than it did for whites. That's a fact.
Okay, thanks for calling in, caller.
Thank you.
Dang.
Dang, you know what? I gotta say this real fast. Unfortunately, the caller let the cat out the bag. He let the cat out the bag. I didn't want to say that, but that's true. You cannot say I'm going to do this for black people it's going to be political suicide. And you can't do that. You got to try. You got to be for everybody. Yeah. But he is helping. He's trying to help everyone. He's doing a little bit for these folks, a little bit for that, a little bit for that.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. We appreciate it because you really made some great points. So appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, everybody
right
know Pianki. They coming in, bringing the storm.
Right.
Okay. Let's move to another call. Area code 3195. Area code 319-572. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just have a couple comments. First of all, she knew she was knee deep in criminal activity. They went to the right house.
Stop it.
And the only reason why they didn't find anything because they could not conduct a search because of the shooting. That's why they didn't find anything. And the only reason why they charged the other cop was because his bullet flew through a pregnant white woman's house. But and then I don't know nothing. I haven't seen anything about that plan y'all talk about, but.
But yeah, but it's like you say, it's like you just said, Carla, and like the other caller said, we have got to stop condoning and speaking up for criminal behavior. If she got caught up, she just got caught up.
And not all cops are corrupt. Well, a cop is corrupt for doing his day-gum job by conducting a search warrant, and they fire on him. And plus, that wasn't even due to his residence. He had no business firing no shots anyway. It wasn't even his residence.
Yeah,
but he has the right
there.
He can fire shots.
And then I have another question. Yeah, but I have a question I want to get to. Now, if they pay out in a wrongful death suit, then they're admitting that they were responsible for a person's death, so how come there's no charges? But you're going to pay out for the wrong of death. It means that there was something wrong happened. So, and then they get off. But yet they pay out this $12 million. So, I just want to hear y'all's thoughts on that.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Right on,
yeah,
caller.
I want to touch base on that because personally I feel like with the one comment he made about he shouldn't have shot because it wasn't his residence. That sounds ridiculous because I don't care where I'm at. I have the right to protect myself. So if that's what he thinks that he's doing, it's like, you know.
Especially when you're in a trap house.
Yeah.
There's no evidence that he was in a trap house.
If you want to say that he was in a, you know, whatever the case may be, but it's like he had the right to protect himself if somebody bust in the house. I mean, it's still his life. It doesn't matter that he didn't live there, you know. So that's all I really want to say about that. Now, if you guys have something else to add to what the caller said, then hey, but.
No, I mean, I'm with the family, you know, getting the money as they should. My thing is, I just think that, you know, the police should have been held accountable. But again,
yeah,
we know what it is. I mean, I'm.
So when are we gonna hold? Why can we not hold her ex boyfriend accountable?
Her ex boyfriend wasn't in the house. He didn't pull the trigger.
No, but why are we not hold him accountable to exposing her to a life of crime?
Right.
Okay. Well,
the same reason we're not holding our police accountable for pulling the trigger.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
So,
well then there it is.
You see what I'm saying?
And it is discussed.
Right. Then that's the problem. Nobody's being held accountable.
Yeah, nobody's. Area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Peace. I was there, man, if I didn't know you guys, I would sound like I'm listening to a panel of white supremacists.
I know you're upset with me, brother. Go ahead, give it to me.
Listen,
I know you're upset.
Listen,
maybe you don't really know.
We're going to keep having this same discussion over and over and over, and
We're trying to educate ourselves on white supremacy, which is a myth. And it just behooves me how we're saying everything but the fact that, listen, this system of policing, it's outdated, man. I mean, these people, you know, something that's birthed out of the slave patrol, for one. And we're trying to sit here and justify and read this and read that. Man, listen, they had no business being in that fucking house regardless. It's pretty much, hey, I'm white, I'm going to do what I want to do. And until we put ourselves in a position to where when they kill one of us, we kill two of them, it's going to continue to happen the same way it is. And Kevin was saying something about, you know, right. He was happy that they got the money. Man, listen, now y'all know, like, I don't care about the capitalism part. That money is not no free money. It's not like the police department's paying out that money. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
That money's being paid with tax dollars. You know, so, like, quit it. So, like, you got $12 million to pay to kill somebody, but we can't get that $12 million to invest in black businesses or in our education or, you know like, that shit is crazy to me, man. So, you know, I'm not with you guys too long. It's just, it was irritating today for me to listen to you guys sit here and go back and forth. And we usually have really healthy discussion. But when it comes to this shit, man, we already know that right after the election, we're going to be having the same conversation because they're going to keep doing it.
Right.
And I think that, you know, until we, you know, like I said, when they kill one of us, kill two of them, send their wives, husbands, you know, and we get on cold and we got to get this corny ass nigga Ben Crump. You know, listen, man, this guy's an amateur.
Right.
You know, every time something happens, you see this nigga popping up.
Damn.
I'm just keeping it the fuck out. But I won't hold you guys much longer. But, you know, we have to be more meticulous on how we're moving when these things do happen to us. And Kevin, I think you made a great point with that whole Trump plan or whatever it is. The language that's used in the plan, man, we know what time it is. Don't tell me. You know, we always say that they can't give anything specifically to African Americans, but when you do things to other minorities, you can give it straight to them. So come on, man. So, like, until you stand on your own square, you stop taking checks, you stop being these Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons, and we say, hey, listen, if we don't get this, then you don't have our participation at all.
Right.
It's going to be more of the same.
Right.
So with that being said, you know, Trump 2021 and further on, I'm going to let you guys have had the rest of your day. I'm out.
Yes,
peace.
Indeed.
Right on,
appreciate you,
Gollum.
Peace. Yes,
look,
indeed.
I have to say real quick, y'all. Let me just say this real quick. Look, to my people out there who know me, I apologize. I told y'all earlier, I knew I was going to ruffle some feathers. You know, so my apologies. But dang it, I had to say what I had to say. I had to just put it out there. I had to. We have got to stop defending these criminals. Co-Breonna was wrapped up. I hear what the callers say, and I feel that. But that poor baby, poor young lady, and I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying she was naive, and poor baby just picked the wrong type of fella. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. It's unfortunate that she was tied in with the dope boy, and he was using her apartment for drugs in her car. That's so unfortunate. And his ass still living. And she's dead because they're coming up looking, searching her house for dope that he pushing. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. It's unfortunate that she was tied up with the cat. If you got daughters, please teach your daughters that stay away from that type of individual. Because, shit, there wouldn't even been a warrant at her house had he not been pushing dope out the crib. That's all I'm saying.
Man. Bro, but then now what about the report that the police was trying to get him to say he was running a drug ring out of her apartment? They tried to offer him a deal. Remember that? Remember that story? What they tried to offer him a deal? The boyfriend a deal to say that I guess the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend. The ex-boyfriend or the one who shot?
The ex-boyfriend was offered a plea deal to name Breonna as the suspect. So these people were doing some dirty, underhanded things. And again, based on that brother's criminal record, he wasn't no big-time drug dealer. Let's be for real. Anybody still living in the hood like that is not no big-time drug dealer. And furthermore, there's other reports saying that, and this is from the USA Today. Y'all know I take any type of mainstream media with a grain of salt. But this is what the USA Today is reporting. The article says, ballistics report doesn't support Kentucky's AG's claim that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend shot cop. Basically, it's saying that the ballistics report do not support that he even shot the cop. It could have been some friendly fire that's going on. Now, again, this is a report that just came out on the USA Today. You can check it out. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's depending on where you're getting your information from and who you want to believe. But, fam, we know what it is when it comes to these police shootings, and we know how they try to justify it.
It was two different calibers of gun, plus he admitted that he shot. He shot, he had a 9, the cop shot, they had 40, so
That doesn't squash that, because according to this report, it says that, yes, they had a 40 and he had a 9, but the ballistics do not show that the officer was shot with a 9, according to this report.
So now you're saying he shot with a 40.
According to the ballistics report in this article. According to the ballistics report in this article.
All right. So, and we're not going to believe
what
he said. He said out his own mouth. And we're not going to believe he said out
he
his own mouth
he
that he shot.
No. He shot his gun. That's not what they're disputing. They're disputing that he hit the officer with his gun. That's what the dispute is about. He says that he shot. Walker said he fired a single warning shot from his Glock handgun at Taylor's apartment because he thought the intruders were breaking in. Police said they had identified themselves. They were attempting to serve a no-knock warrant shortly before 1 a.m. on March 13th. So he's not saying he didn't shoot. He's just saying he didn't shoot at the officers. So you can choose to believe corrupt cops, or you can believe.
I'm gonna believe what he
says. Right, and I don't
believe
what he says. Right, and I don't believe what the cops saying.
I don't hear it.
So
I don't hear it.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So you know what I'm saying? It's what you want to believe. You can believe the crooked cops, who you know have an agenda, and their job is to, you know, basically harass black people because we're all under that criminal class. Or you could believe what the boyfriend said. You could believe what this man said. So I choose to believe them because I know how police get down.
Yep.
That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I know how police get down. Yeah, I know how police get down, and I know how niggas get down.
Right.
Okay,
so with that being said, let's get it.
Area code 314-805. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Comment. A couple things, right? So, Brother Mustafa, where are you getting your information from? Tucker Carlson. Because even Tucker Carlson had to admit that the Walker guy, he didn't have a criminal record. He was clean. Yeah. If he was holding drug money or if he had a bad record, man, they would have split that man's reputation big time. Tucker Carlson, the other guy, he was at the front of his story. Well, her boyfriend, he was a drug dealer. And then some Fox had to correct him and say, man, that guy wasn't like that. Oh, at the end, well, he might have been a drug dealer, but her boyfriend, he wasn't a drug dealer. It was an ex. So even Fox can't split that guy. And then I don't know where the information is saying that the house was a trap house. Everything I'm reading, the postmaster general said, we haven't intercepted no drugs at that address. I mean, so choose if I want to believe Fox or if I want to believe Vice or if I want to believe New York Times, I want to believe USA Today. I've read more sources that said, hey, the Postmaster General ain't said they intercepted no drugs at that address.
Exactly.
But then if I read Fox, they say, well, she was a thug criminal. That's what she said. And that's the only source I've seen say that the guy who shot the cop was a holder of some money. Or then they took a recording from the prison and leaked. Oh, we're sorry that leaked. I can't even believe the fucking the recording from the prison.
Nah, yeah.
campaign trying to justify shooting and killing this woman. They shouldn't even be in her door. And then they said the warrant, so if you want to go back to the warrant, they're saying that the warrant was a copy and paste from five different warrants or four different times of the warrant.
See?
So, I mean, it's what you want to believe. I mean,
And see what makes
your
sense.
Your point of view and the other, so you want to make this woman out there, I mean, it's the perfect conservative house view that this woman had to be a drug dealer and the Walker dude had to be a drug dealer, too.
Because it's believable for a black person to be a drug dealer.
And because of what Impostor just said, the stereotype and the reputation that they try to put on the black community, it makes it so easy. The minute they say, he's a criminal, everybody wants to believe it. You fall, you know.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because it's like, why would they... If we're gonna go with your narrative, Mufasa, and the other caller, if they was this big trap house, they was doing all these things, but they don't have a certain one for the guy. They just want to come look in the house, basically.
And
they
tell the ambulance to go away.
They didn't
want to
come
look in the house. Go away. Respect any trouble. Ambulance, go away. They thought just that woman was in the house, and they going there with a batarang, and they did know. Of Walker because they had been surveillancing him. They didn't know what he was in there, but they knew of him. So if you think it's just this woman and her by herself, and you go in there with a batarang, three or four deep guns blazing, it could have been a white woman and they did that. And
no
then
way.
As far as relatives go, brother, I called a few weeks ago, right? You have relatives who you said benefited from Trump. And it wasn't Trump getting out of jail, right? So that's just like saying, well, you have relatives who were in prison for drugs, so you got to be a drug dealer, too. They came to visit your house last week. So we're going to raid you. You might die. I mean, think about it.
Right.
Most of us know somebody who ain't President Obama. But because I have a relative who I spoke to might be in or something, And they visited my house, and all of a sudden I'm a suspect.
Yeah.
I'm a criminal.
I'm a suspect, exactly.
And if I get gunned down, and they say, "Well, he must have been a criminal. He probably sold drugs in the past, so he was gonna do something wrong." Man, that is that's the worst stereotype in the world. And I think it's frustrating when I hear brothers look at other brothers and assume that they are a criminal. But then if somebody point the finger at you and say, you're a criminal, I'm sure you'd be upset. I ain't a criminal.
Right.
I'm a mother. In words.
Exactly.
I just know some of us are criminals. All black people is not squeaky clean. Some are criminals.
Right.
White people not squeaky clean.
All of nobody is squeaky clean.
Of course.
All of nobody is squeaky clean.
Ain't nobody
squeaky clean.
So what make y'all think Breonna Breonna Taylor so squeaky clean?
Because they would have blasted his criminal record. The Walker guy, the guy and her boyfriend.
I ain't talking about Walker. Walker is the dude that was there. I ain't said nothing bad about Walker. I said she got hemmed up because of the ex.
Right. Okay, here we go, bro.
That's an ex.
What have they said about, and that might have been why she was her ex, but what have they said about Breonna other than her ex-boyfriend?
Exactly.
They said crap about her.
That's the only thing they're holding on to.
See, and I know, and that's why you heard me say earlier, that's why you heard me say that it's unfortunate that that pole baby got mixed up with the wrong type of fella.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
It's boyfriend, bro. And it's like me saying, well, my got caught up, but, you know, his cousin did me 20 years for selling cheese back in the day.
Right. You got, well,
that'd be the only thing.
What if somebody raised your house because of ex-girlfriend? What? That don't make no sense, bro.
Or your cousin visited. Or your friend visited.
Or your cousin visited. Right. They raised your house because your cousin was had to sleep over there for a couple weeks. Come on, fam.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to move away from
you. Know
here,
that can't happen.
You know
that
can happen. But if it,
that's why you have to watch who you with.
But you can't. Okay, I'll move away from that point. And then if it was so straight up, Cameron lying like a mother. 12
right.
people, you question 12 people, and one dude 2 months later say, well, I think you keep calling him until he said, man, look, I heard the police say police. God damn,
right.
quit calling me. 2 months later.
Yeah,
and then
that's
Cameron,
one dude. Exactly.
One dude.
Yeah. His name
one
is Aaron Sharpie. One dude. Yep, I got the article pulled up right here. One
then,
dude.
Yeah, and then I'll give you another example. This dude, Justin Rittenhouse, he killed those two dudes, people up in Minnesota. Well, that was justified. They were attacking him. And then his brother, somebody kicking his door in, he could see on the tail, he shoot. They did initially charge him with murder or something.
They exactly.
And then
they
came back and
they
dropped
the charges. Yeah, yeah.
They
sure
dropped
did.
The charges. And then you pay out $12 million, and ain't nobody did anything wrong. Oh, $12 million,
right.
Here you go. And ain't no one did
right.
anything wrong. That is a
exactly.
cover-up, and somebody should pay, but
big time.
You know they won't, because it ain't the crime that was committed. It's who commits the crime. It basically what
there
it boils down to. And then
right.
if the three of us, the four of us, if we did a crime, and just one of us did, all four of us going to jail. If I get
that's
killed, y'all going to jail with my murder. Because all
that's
four of us was involved in a felony, but only one of
right.
us. Yeah. So,
yeah, one of us did.
Again,
yeah, everybody getting charged.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Yeah. All right, so that's one thing I want to hold today. All right, and then I heard when you talked to the other brother, you said, well, Trump, he got to do something for everybody. He can't just say black people. But if you say that about Obama, that's a whole different story. And then that platinum
right.
plan, man, Trump ain't got a policy in the world. I think it's an insult
right,
to call it
quick,
platinum.
Right,
Carla,
make it quick. You down the last 3 minutes. Make it quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. It's a whole insult to say a platinum plan. That's a, like black for all we love
right.
platinum. Like an insult.
Right, we like shiny things. We like the shiny things. That's what it was.
Platinum plan. Yeah,
we like shiny things. Because
hey,
ain't nothing in there. But
plan. He ain't got no plan for those black folks. That mother. Anyway. Right,
he got
buddy.
More. Hey, he got more plan. He got a better plan than Joe Biden.
I get last note. I know you was big on this payroll property, that payroll deduction, right? That is a deferred tax that half the companies, like the company I work for, they're not even saying, man, we're not even doing this because come April, you're going to have to pay that back. Trump lies.
Mm.
There ain't no tax cut. It's a tax deferral that you're going to have to pay back. And he cannot.
Unless he get reelected.
Because,
unless he get reelected and
Congress
vote for
controls. No. This is Democrat controlled Congress. They not finna kill Social Security, any of that stuff for Trump. And
right.
then look at
that. So we got to blame them.
No, you don't. Because.
Okay,
Carla.
I hate to cut you off, Carla,
right,
but
I
really appreciate you. You really made some great points. I'm glad you called in. Please call back in, too. He made some great points.
Yes, indeed. We have to
continue
this
conversation. Yeah, we got to go. I had so much more to say to your family.
Man, you hear me.
I had so much more to say. But I want to thank everybody for calling in and tuning in with us each and every Sunday. Please continue to support us each and every Sunday. Like always,
indeed.
Any show topic ideas, feel free to email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Otherwise, tune in with us next week, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Platinum plane, baby.
Stand on your square. We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we